Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Michael, have you ever had kinesiology?
Thank goodness you sent the word and I didn't. I haven't actually, but I tell you what, I've met one today.
Her
name is Therese Mudgeway, and how's this for a small world? I actually went to school with a sister.
Oh, that'd be right.
I know.
What's kinesiology about?
Exactly. Therese, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What does it all mean? What is it?
Well, kinesiology was developed back in the 1960s by Dr. George Goodhart, who was actually a chiropractor. So he'd worked in the world of Western anatomy and physiology. And then one day, in his wisdom, he decided to go off and study Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And after doing that, he came away and saw that there was some overlap and synergistic fit between the Western anatomy and physiology model and also Chinese medicine. And he basically brought the two together. So if you break it down, kinesi means movement, and ology, obviously, the study of. So it's the study of movement, per se.
So yeah. Now you see clients. What sort of things do you help and guide them with?
To give you a bit of an example, the youngest client I've ever worked on was 3 weeks old.
Wow.
The oldest is 76. I work with everything from learning disorders, food intolerances, relationship issues, money problems, career, back pain, migraines, sleep apnea, obesity, weight, career, you name it, because it works at a very, very individual level, because it works on the basis that everybody, every being has an innate ability to heal. So nobody and nothing knows your body and the way you think and feel like you do.
But what do you do when you're doing kinesiology? What's the actual thing that
So that's the beauty of it, is that you may come into me with one specific problem, and kinesiology has this technique called muscle testing that allows us to communicate with you, your body, at a conscious and unconscious level.
Oh, is that where you put your arm up in the air and you ask questions?
Yeah. So it's a biomechanical feedback mechanism that lets me calibrate where the stress is or incongruencies are. So if you said, my name is Bob, let's say, your body knows that that is not the truth, so it causes a stress. So the muscle unlocks, per se.
Now, can we try something on Michael now? We're live on the radio. What's something you could do with Michael? You can put his arm out. Which arm?
Why am I always forgetting
to? All right,
here's my arm. My arm is out.
He's got his right arm out.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. You're doing this
telepathically.
We need a show and tell.
People in the radio are going to love this. Now, what's a question you'd ask Michael?
Well, you could even just say, think of a time that was really, really stressful or traumatic.
Now, what have I got to do? Try and push his arm down.
Try and push his arm down.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Just bring the mic over here. All right. Try again. Ready? Go.
So think of a time that was really stressful or traumatic.
Yeah. He's fighting with me.
Now, this is the tricky. See, this is why you go and do years of training, because I don't want to put words into your mouth, Michael, but it's almost like you're relating to this like it's a strength thing.
Yeah.
It's not a strength thing. It's about the integrity of the muscle. It's not diagnostic. So you don't come and say to me, oh, well, this is my problem and this is why I'm here and I have a formula. It doesn't work like that. What I do is use muscle testing to ask your body what the conscious or unconscious blocks or barriers or stresses are that are preventing you having what you want, whether that's freedom from pain, whether that's lovely clear skin, whether that's the man of your dreams or the ideal dream job or the financial freedom. It's so powerful.
I think we're going to have to get you back on the show. That was absolutely fantastic. Thanks for being on the show.
Just before you go, my left arm's still hanging down. Any techniques to get it back up? See you later. Thanks for being on the show.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.